Thank you for listening to the Cloverleaf Radio Network, where you can find shows such as The Hollywood Connection, Cloverleaf Radio, Night Moves Radio, and Soul Stories. You can find us on Facebook under the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We broadcast on Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and many more. Tune in anytime during the week. We post our links. You can listen on your own time, on your own day, anytime you want. We provide you with new material every week. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Welcome to another episode of Night Moves Radio with Ariane and Josh. Tonight we'll be interviewing military medium Dean McMurray. And I will call this episode Everything Happens for a Reason, and you'll find out why as you continue listening to this particular podcast. I believe that the part that did get recorded is for a reason. It was a special part. We had other issues for some reason. Our recording studio did not pick up the majority of his interview, but I think the most important story that did get picked up did get recorded. So keep on listening to find out why everything happens for a reason.
The night has come. A pale moon shines below. And the stars are twinkling lights. It must be time for Night Moves Radio. We'll be moving to the groovy music, getting lost in the words, and be entranced by timeless art. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. We're glad that you've come to listen.
So this evening on Night Moves Radio, we had an interview with Dean McMurray. Somehow technology failed us. We do have a really good story about a Christmas angels ornaments that we did get saved, but Anchor for some reason didn't, like a good part of the entire recording didn't save. But we end up recording on a different the last half, because Anchor only lets us go up to an hour. And when I switched over to the other recording part, it didn't record it all. So then, but we do have a really good story about Christmas ornaments and how it played a part in one of his clients' lives that he worked with. So what I'm going to do instead is we'll talk a little bit about the conversation that we did have Dean McMurray, and I'll explain who he is. Dean McMurray, he was in the military. He's a 24-year Army veteran, and he actually, I think, didn't quite go into his mediumship until, like, after the Army, and he was pretty much contacted, I think, going into it from his grandmother, and, he kept getting visits from her a couple times, right? Isn't that what he said, Josh?
Yes, he did.
Well, you have a better memory than I do.
Well, he talked about his grandma contacting him and giving him signs that she was there with the adjusting the temperature of the room with her presence and making him feel that she was there. And I asked him about relatives coming back from the dead because I've experienced it and just how it can... It feels like to have family with limited belief systems that aren't going to believe you in regards to such things. And then also we talked about angelic angels and archangels and how he goes about contacting them too.
Yeah, he said he didn't have any great big ceremony or thing he did to contact these people. Actually, he kind of looked at his whole idea of being a medium as more like serving. He was looking at it as outreach. So he said whenever he felt that he needed to contact these archangels, he'd kind of say, okay, guys, like, you know, I need your help today and I need to talk to these, you know, clients, and could you be present? And that's kind of all he would do in his mind. He didn't have to have some ceremony about it. And what we tried to talk about in the conversation was I was trying to get those who may have stricter religious beliefs to know that what he does isn't like them trying to be like God or be a godlike thing. You know, he says, you know, everyone's born with different kinds of abilities, and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people who are born with gifts. So you talk about, you know, how people who are into sports, they have that gift, you know, and like Josh and I, we have, you know, the gift of being able to write, and, you know, got a little bit of art. So, you know, he's got the gift of being able to connect, you know, loved ones, you know, with their passed on relatives. So he took this whole idea as more like outreach and his way to serve, which is what I liked about it. I will read a little bit on his website, dmcmurray.com, because again, I do feel sorry that we missed a lot of the conversation. So if you can get a chance to see, he does have some other interviews on dmcmurray.com. That's dEANMCMURRAY.com. And basically, Dean is a native of northern Minnesota, a 24-year Army veteran. And today he said he lives in Fargo, North Dakota with his wife and two children. He wasn't always aware of his abilities to communicate with spirits. He said it wasn't until an after overseas deployment with the Army that his spirit guide decided it was time for him to step into his gifts, and they paid him a visit. Which, like I said, he began with his grandmother. She made the room, like, really cold. It's okay. So he thought so it wouldn't be like he hadn't had any sleep. He's like, if you're really there, you know, touch me. And I mentioned to him he had the courage to tell his grandmother to tell her to touch him instead of, you know, move something. But he said he needed that to, you know, be more of a, like, an actual, you know, it would kind of get through to him better. He says, although it was a shocking immersion into this new part of his life, he said he hasn't looked back since. He says every day he's guided to receive and share the love, light, and healing that comes through spirit. It says Dean's working as a spiritual medium, Dean contacted departed loved ones, angels, and spirit guides by connecting to earth plane and spirit realm. These souls communicate telepathically through feelings and pictures. He says no words exist that could describe the intensity of his communication. So that is part of his website at deanmcmurray.com. He's also on Facebook. Like I said, he has several other interviews on there. Again, like I said, we had some technical difficulty, but we did catch a part that told a really great story of these women who lost this woman and this man. She lost her twins, and they were wanting to be able to go to this memorial to sell, you know, go in a memorial, the twins that they lost. And they did have kids later. So there was one year, I think they said their kids had a presentation going on, and but yet the memorial's at the same time. So in some way they were able to be present, I think, to do both of them. But this miracle happened with these ornaments. So we did catch that part of the interview because we were recording on a different app after the hour went. So I don't know if Anchor kicked us out after that hour. I know I hit save.
May be the possibility of what happened.
Yeah, and I hit save, but it hasn't shown up in our library yet. But I think the story that did get recorded is very special. So like they say, sometimes things happen for a reason.
And it's very moving.
Yes, and it's a very good story. So maybe this is a story maybe we were meant to share about Dean McMurray. So we do apologize to Dean and any of his fans and and our listeners who are out there. But I think this story, it's a good reason for catching, I think, this one. So I am glad that this part of the story stuck. So pretty sure that there's a reason for everything. So enjoy the next half of the story, which was starting to talk about the two ornaments. So thank you for listening, and please keep on moving forward to hear Dean's personal story about a client he worked with on Christmas. Thank you.
That I was at right after Thanksgiving, and I was mentioning my wife. I said, "Well, hey, did you notice the feel that there was a spirit here?" And she was like, "Yeah, who is it?" So I started connecting. Here was a young male, and he ended up killing himself, and he was around that 10-11 year old range, and she started crying and started describing him, and I was like, what is going on? Well, she never told me, but growing up in central North Dakota, way out in the rural area. Her and her friend had another friend growing up, and he had a really hard home life, and he ended up killing himself with there was a gun in the home, and he took his own life, and it was really sad. And I said, you never told, never said anything. And she said, I kind of not really forgot about him, but I just never really brought him up until now. And so, and she said, well, what does he want? And so I said, well, he's talking about missing Christmas and showing me memories of Christmases past. And then I was like, okay, so, we're talking about old times and whatnot. And then all of a sudden he goes, I like your angel. And I was like, what angel? Now, guys, I don't know if you're like me, but, for us, when we put up Christmas ornaments on our tree, we know about where we got most of our ornaments from. Like, we got that one on a family vacation, or, we got that one from the kids' first birthday or first Christmas, whatever. You kind of get a vague recollection. Well, so this kid was pointing to a Christmas tree angel, or this ornament, I should say, and I had to wedge myself between the wall and the tree, and here in the back was a plastic clear angel playing a harp. It was on maybe 4 to 6 inches tall, right? Just a little plastic. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, where did this come from? And I was like, I don't remember this. So I'm holding it up, and my wife was like, and she was like, what are you doing? She thought I was crazy. I might be, but no. And anyways, I said, he wants me to see this angel. And she was like, what angel? And so I pull it off the tree, and I'm like, where did we get this? And I'm taking this over, and she goes, I don't even remember this. And I was just covered in goosebumps, because I was like, holy cow, this is really freaky, right? It's like, nobody's been, we didn't have anybody over. We had just, I hadn't put up the tree very long, and, nobody had been over to our home. So we were like, holy cow, this is crazy, And so long story short, my wife said, well, what are we supposed to do with it? And I said, well, it's not ours. We're supposed to send it to somebody. Well, we have friends that live about an hour north of where we live. And years ago, they had, they were pregnant with, I believe, twins. And unfortunately, the twins were born stillborn, and which was obviously very traumatic and very hard for them to process. Well, they went on to actually having two healthy children since that incident. But I should add is that every year they go to a memorial service at the hospital, and it honors all lost children, whether miscarriages or stillborns, all that, right? And they were bummed that they couldn't go because their current kids had some holiday event or program. And so they were kind of torn. Yeah, they want to be there for their current kids, but yet they really want to be there for the memorial. So anyways, getting back to what the spirit was telling this Christmas tree angel, I said, we're supposed to send it to Sally and Jim. And she said, well, what am I supposed to put in? And just put thinking of you, love a friend. And then she just threw the note in there and with the angel. And it sat around for like a week. We were supposed to get it out. And, of course, we're arguing, my wife and I, saying, I thought you sent it. I thought you sent it. Well, long story short, we got it in the mail the next day, after finding that we didn't sat around on our counter. And it got there, check this out, it got there the evening of the memorial and the play or whatever that they were attending, because they were all bummed. They came back kind of long faces, everything. Here at the door was waiting this package with the angel. And they opened it up and they were like, oh my God. And so we got this big long email about how angels exist, and that totally gave me goosebumps, because I was like, and I looked at my wife and I was like, that is why we do what we do. And that is all about divine timing and about that, miracles do really happen. And I said, why would, talking about sending this angel It wasn't about us. It was about John and Sally and sending the simple little plastic angel that came forward, you know, that spirit, but all of a sudden it manifested on our tree. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
And so what, isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And saying, hey, send this simple, it's a simple act of sending this little figurine, you know, and saying somebody getting it on the day that they needed it and saying, hey, you're, you know, God loves you, you know, angels are with you, you know, your loved ones are being, you know, your kids are in a great place, and just knowing, and I guess they completely, of course, broke down and were, and just, but they, my wife got a big email about, you know, how angel, you know, how she believes in angels and this, that, the other thing, but, so anyways, to kind of caveat that, it was like, oh my God, I couldn't be talking about a better thing, because, you know, that Christmas tree angel one always just still, that is one that always still resonates with me, because saying that is why we do what we do, and saying, because if we stay open and if we remain, it's staying in the space of saying, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the people that I help. And so when I show up or when I do work, I always remind myself saying, it's not about me. It's, you know, and saying, this has nothing to do about me, and saying, because, you know, some, we, our minds, we always get caught up in saying, you know, if somebody is nasty to us, you know, and that's the same thing. If we really look at it, saying, this has nothing to do about me. This is about that individual, and saying, is it a cry for help? Is it, so it's, you know, if we really open ourselves up again as the vessel, or being open to serve again, saying, how are we being guided to serve today? And with an open heart. And, you know, so it's, and it's really cool, because it's like some days you just go, the end of the day, it's just like, holy crap, this is, you can't make, you know, it's like, you got to pinch yourself. It's like, wow, did I just get to experience that? Was I just humbled and to be able to be in the presence of this, you know, awesomeness, and saying, wow, you know, some days you're just like, oh my God, I love my job, you know, so.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that story. That was really nice.
Absolutely.
And so, like I said, we're getting close pretty much. We're a little bit over the hour, and we don't want to keep you any longer. If there's anything else you want to share with our listeners or your website, we'll also post it in the description. Feel free, and then we'll let you go.
So, absolutely, yeah. If anybody wants to check out my story or what's going on, they can do so over at my website at themilitarymedium.com, or they can join me over on Facebook at Psychic Medium, Dean McMurray, The Military Medium on Facebook, and they can check out all the happenings, all the different things, and and I just hope everybody has a very blessed and grateful Thanksgiving. We should be grateful each and every day, and just hope everybody has a beautiful and happy holiday season.
Okay, thank you. And thank you. And thank you for reaching out to us, Dean. It's been quite a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you for reaching back out, and it's always a joy to connect to other people and chat.
All right. Well, you have a great evening, Dean.
All right, you too. All right, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Night Moves Radio. And stay tuned for more new episodes, either from us, Soul Stories, The Hollywood Connection, or Cloverleaf Radio on the Cloverleaf Radio Network. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Would you like to sponsor the Cloverleaf Radio Network? We'd love for you to be our friend. We have several packages available, and some start out just as low as 99 cents a month. All you need to do is to click on that little link that you see that says Support Our Network. You can support our network for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. But if you be our best friend and you sponsor us for $9.99 a month, you'll get to be a part of Cherry House Press, which is another company part of the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We'll send you the newest published book every time that we published, just because you decided to be our friend for $9.99 a month. We thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.